The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. Who then is the faithful and prudent servant whom the master has put in charge of his household to distribute to them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master finds on his arrival finds doing so. Amen, I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that wicked servant says to himself, 'My master is long delayed,' and begins to beat his fellow servants and eat and drink with drunkards, the servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour and will punish him severely and assign him a place with the hypocrites, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord. It's a good gospel for us, my friends. It's good to see you to begin with. You know, it's good to see you here. But it's a good gospel for us today. We may not get it at first glance. It seems a bit challenging for us. And these are very strong words from Jesus here. They're strong words. Why? They're strong words because he loves us. And because he wants us to live according to his promise. So he wants what's best for us. And yet we know for ourselves, we don't always want what's best for ourselves. And we don't want what's best for the people around us sometimes. But Jesus wants to see that happen. He wants to see us live lives of great promise. He wants to see us live lives of greatness, the greatness that he's made us for. And that's the whole point of the passage. Here, there's this little word at the end, hypocrite. And you guys may have heard that word before, right? And you would never want to have someone call you a hypocrite, right? It wouldn't feel terribly good. And maybe Mr. Agnew will be exploring this with you later today. All the different ways that we can understand what it means to be a hypocrite and why Jesus would use it. But I want to give you a little push in the right direction this morning as well, the hypocrite. There's another way to translate this line. Instead of hypocrite, he would say play actor. So the idea is, for Jesus, he's exhorting his people, right? He's encouraging them. He's commanding them to do what? To follow him. And to follow him in loving God and loving the people around. With the love of God. Yeah? So we turn our hearts and lives over to God, and then we live in his service for his purposes. Right? We want to be, I don't know, God's good people. We want to be God's good servants. He entrusts us with all manner of love. He has mercy on us. He forgives us. And so we become forgiving and merciful and kind and patient and generous people. That's what he wants, right? But we know, knowing that, sometimes we think, okay, well, I just have to do the stuff. So I just have to accept someone's apology when they come to me. Or I have to say sorry when I've done something to offend someone. But being is better than seeming. Right? We're not play actors in the sense of, just as long as everybody thinks we're doing what's right and good, then we're okay. No, here Jesus gives us the real challenge. And it's a great challenge for the beginning of a school year. Because we want to be rather than seem. So we know what it takes to be a good student. We want to be a good student and not just seem to be a good student. We know what it means to be a good Christian. To have hearts full of love for God and for the people around, to take care of the people around me, to love them, to forgive them, have mercy on them, to be generous with them, to be kind and compassionate to them. And we want to be that rather than just see it when people are looking at us. And there, my friends, we'll find the rich reward of life. When we can be an expression of God's love, when we can receive God's love, and we can live that out for others, when we can be that rather than just seem it. Seeming it, just superficial, right? It's just on the surface. And it might look good to everybody else, but it's not good enough for us. Because Jesus wants to transform our whole heart, our whole life, so that we can live these lives of greatness that he calls us to. And today we respond to him by saying, of course, yes, Jesus, I will do what you call me to do. And as we receive his love here in prayer, he gives us then the strength to go and live our whole day through as his good servants.